Good morning, it's 6:19, and with your sports report, I'm Jesse King. In the NHL yesterday, the Rangers coughed up a 3-1 lead in the last 5.5 minutes of regulation before skating over the Islanders in overtime 4-3. Also, the Flames routed the Bruins 5-2, the Flyers doubled up the Sharks 4-2, the Devils downed the Red Wings 4-1, and Alex Ovechkin scored his 701st goal before providing the shootout winner as the Capitals nipped the Jets 4-3. In the NBA, the Celtics topped the Trailblazers 118-106, and in men's college basketball, Wake Forest upset number 7 Duke in double overtime 113-101. In NBA news, Steph Curry is aiming to return to the Warriors lineup Sunday for the first time since breaking his left hand in October, and 76ers guard Ben Simmons will miss at least 2 more weeks with nerve issues in his lower back. In NFL news, the league's video review system for pass interference calls could be scrapped after 1 season. An off-season survey shows strong opposition to the system installed last year, the biggest complaint being that subjectivity has been added to the equation, which many owners believe has handcuffed officials. In MLB news, the Yankees' starting rotation has taken another hit. Luis Severino will reportedly undergo Tommy John surgery that's expected to keep him on the shelf until 2021. Severino served as New York's ace in 2018 while going 19-8 with a 3.39 ERA and 220 strikeouts in 191 and one-third innings. But he made just 3 starts last year while battling shoulder problems after signing a 4-year, $40 million contract. The Yankees also opened the season without starters James Paxton and Domingo Herman. I'm Jesse King.